Good evening. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. We're in the middle of a presidential campaign. That is what's going on in Washington. That's what this so-called debt limit confab is all about. This is about the presidential contest of 2012. It's not about the debt. It's not about deficits. It's not about cutting government. It's not about taxes. That's a lot of palaver. It's about the presidency in 2012 and maybe also the Senate, but chiefly the presidency. I have a completely different way of looking at the presidential contest. Brian Curtis, national correspondent for the Daily Beast, joins me. Brian has cut through all of this noise, and he's going to tell you exactly what you need to know about these presidential candidates. Not about their politics, not about their flip-flopping, well, a little about that, not even about their philosophy. He's going to talk sports. Brian, a very good evening to you.
A good evening to you too, John.
What is more upsetting to a real sports fan? A phony sports fan or a person who never knew anything about sports? What's more threatening to you, Brian?
A phony sports fan, to be sure.
All right.
A person who doesn't know about sports, I can you know, have dinner with that person, but a phony, ooh.
All right, I think everybody in the audience, and it's not a small audience, Brian, is all nodding with us right now, okay? And this includes those of us who do not know much about sports and cannot talk sports, but we agree that phonies are blitherers. We'd much rather listen to a real sports fan who is upset because some game went wrong than to a blitherer who's trying to pretend. Now, can we establish a baseline here? Hillary Clinton, running for the presidency in 2008, said she was both a Cubs fan and a Yankees fan. Brian, does that still bother you?
Yeah, that I believe, was the Hillary Senate race, if I'm not mistaken, in 2000, when she was trying to find friends in New York with her Yankee fandom. It absolutely bothers me.
And it bothers everybody, right? We've never stopped being bothered by it.
Oh, come on. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're a Cubs fan, and how many votes did she think that was going to get in New York?
A Cubs fan and a Yankees fan. All right, now we're talking presidential contest.
Yes.
Now, I'm holding myself back here because I've read your piece in the Daily Beast, but I can't. It's no secret that I am suspicious of Mitt Romney. And I was suspicious because of his politics. You know, is he the son of the governor of Michigan who grew up in Detroit, or is he the governor of Massachusetts who roots for the Red Sox? I could never tell, but you've cut through this. He grew up in Detroit. What did he grow up, Brian?
He was a Al Kaline worshipping Detroit Tigers fan.
Al Kaline? No, and you worship a Detroit Tiger. Do you ever change?
Oh, well, if you're Mitt Romney, you do, because Mitt goes to, as we know, checks into Harvard in the early 70s. And around about this time, Mitt Romney becomes a loyal Red Sox fan. He calls them my Red Sox now. And even though the Tigers and the Red Sox at the time were bitter rivals in the American League East, Mitt changed his position.
How can he do that? How do you like, they're in the same division, right?
They're in the same division.
This is the Tigers and the Red Sox. These are fundamental decisions that human beings make when they're born. I think it's in the DNA.
I don't want to say that the Tigers and the Red Sox are as antithetical as being pro-choice and pro-life, but it's pretty close. And, you know, as I write in the piece, you know, with his baseball teams, as with his abortion policy, Romney surveyed a couple of contenders and then finally settled on a winner.
Now, does anybody in Detroit or anybody in Boston believe this? Did you find one person?
No. I mean, no one. Again, you know, you wear a Red Sox hat. Romney's biggest argument that he's actually a Red Sox fan is that he has season tickets to the Red Sox. That's
right.
The argument.
I read that in your piece, and immediately I got upset. Why am I upset?
Upset because it doesn't prove he's a Red Sox fan. It proves he's rich.
And right? Has access to the most powerful people in Boston.
Absolutely, and has connections in Boston to get tickets. I mean, we hear this with presidential candidates a lot. In fact, Tim Pawlenty's going around saying that he's a big hockey fan because he has season tickets to the Minnesota hockey team. So, yes, Romney's connection to the Red Sox is that he has season tickets.
Now, is this revealed yet in the Oppo research? Has anybody mentioned this on the campaign trail?
They have met. It is beginning to percolate up. And let me say, Romney last month was actually in Tampa Bay, and he told the press that he wasn't aware that the Tampa Bay Rays, who are the Red Sox, one of their biggest rivals in the AL East, besides the Yankees probably, played in a dome. Now, of course, the Red Sox have been visiting this dome since 1998. Romney had absolutely no idea. So I think if it's not in the Oppo research, it's percolating up through the sports page, which might even be more dangerous to Mitt.
All right. We set aside Mitt Romney, the Tigers Red Sox fan, according to his own lights. And you mentioned Mr. Pawlenty. Now, I was convinced when I saw his rollout, an early ad that he did, this is a genuine hockey puck. I mean, he actually looks pretty good on skates, and he knows what he's talking about, correct?
Well, you know, I would say that he looks pretty good on skates, and he certainly has played some hockey. I would actually think this kind of his fandom has the kind of strange provenance that Romney's does. If you read his campaign memoir, Courage to Stand, he doesn't really know anything about the hockey teams in Minnesota that he should have grown up rooting for or should have rooted for. He also has season tickets to the local hockey team, the Minnesota Wild, we find out. But the funniest thing is Pawlenty, who has this problem right now in the GOP primary of convincing people he's tough enough, only wants to talk about hockey fights. He wants to talk about how big an admirer he is of when they drop the gloves and slug each other in the face. Now, is he trying to tell us something about his own ability to slug Mitt Romney, and of course, in the metaphorical sense, in the primary? I don't know, but it seems awfully suspicious to me.
I don't know hockey, but I admire them. I see the Rangers fans coming in and out of the building all the time. Do they talk about fights? Is that what they talk about?
They do talk about fights, but they don't probably talk about fights as much as Tim Pawlenty talks about fights.
Right, they talk about winning, right?
They talk about winning, and it's funny with Pawlenty. He, in his book, says, I go to hockeyfights.com and watch all the classic fights and replay and yell out while I'm watching and get my wife to come over and watch the fights with me. It sounds like a man who is really desperate to prove that he's just as tough as those hockey players.
Now, does he talk about the Twins? Because they were always an easy win for the Yankees. Does he mention that?
I have not found much talk about the Twins, but I'm sure he has. I'm looking out for his season ticket package.
We are suspicious of a presidential candidate who doesn't have a home baseball team. Michelle Bachmann, she's also from Minnesota, though we're famously informed now she's from Iowa. And you know, this is more difficult for me because I don't know these football players. There's a football player called Randy Moss who was traded, you write, from New England to Minnesota, and he's sort of a bad boy, right?
He's sort of a bad boy in the NFL. And last October, Michelle Bachmann is seen wearing a Randy Moss jersey in campaign ads. Now, at the time, Randy Moss was not particularly popular. He was, in fact, as we found out later, staging a mutiny against the Minnesota Vikings coach, right? So, all of a sudden, 4 weeks later, Randy Moss is booted out of Minnesota, and Michelle Bachmann's ads with her as a huge football fan, a huge Randy Moss fan, you'll be shocked to learn this, John, vanished from the web immediately.
They went down the memory hole? They wiped them out? Did they Photoshop them? Did they Photoshop them or just wipe them out?
They just wiped them out, and there was a picture of Michelle in a very nice pantsuit smiling, and that was the end of her football fandom.
And so we don't know about her and the Minnesota Twins or anything like that?
We don't know yet, but we're scouring the web right now for the photographic evidence.
Now, there's some evidence that Newt Gingrich has a sports yearning. However, Newt Gingrich is not really a presidential candidate, so we're going to skip that part, and we're going to get to the part that I'm most convinced by. I like the fact that the President of the United States does not pretend to be a baseball fan.
He does. He is a basketball fan. That is his sport. He called it his first love, quote unquote.
Right.
If you read Dreams from My Father, you really look at those passages about basketball. And for a basketball fan, for a sports fan, they feel organic. They feel real. They feel natural. They feel like a real fan's connection to the sport.
And he talks basketball. He picks the Final Four. He goes to basketball games. So that's all good, and I admire him for that. But what's the golf thing? What is that?
It's really strange, isn't it?
Especially... No, is that a game? Is that a sport? Does that count?
And if I'm him, I make Boehner come play basketball with him, right?
Yeah, I don't know does that worry you, the golf thing, after a lifetime of basketball?
It totally worries me, and he's letting the GOP off the hook, right, because he should have the Republicans come play in basketball where they'd be completely out of their element instead of going on the golf course where Boehner actually looks like he belongs.
And he can shoot a jumper, right?
Oh, yeah, he can drain it.
He can shoot a jumper, and he's out being a duffer with Boehner. It's strange. All right. Politics makes strange sports fans, but in any event, the president is a basketball fan, and Mitt Romney is a Tigers Red Sox fan. I learned this from Brian Curtis, national correspondent for The Daily Beast. I'm John Batchelor, and that's right, I'm a Red Sox fan. This is the John Batchelor Show.